Well, we should be over at Freighters enjoying some great live Irish music and breakfast and celebrating St. Patrick's Day with our friends from the United Way of St. Clair County, but we're doing the next best thing. We're talking to them on the phone. One of the organizations that benefits from your United Way donations is The Harbor. Joining us right now from The Harbor, along with Wings in Cypress Place, Tim Schrader. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what the United Way does for your organizations.
Well, the Harbor is a shelter for 9 to 17-year-old runaway and homeless youth from St. Clair, Sanilac, and Huron counties. And especially for those kids who live outside of the Port Huron Marysville School District, they do their schooling at the Harbor. And the United Way helps pay for our teacher's aid that helps them, you know, get their assignments, and so that while they're at the Harbor, they're able to keep up on their homework so they're not falling behind in school while they're at the Harbor. It also is helpful for students from Port Huron Marysville who may be. Sometimes we have kids who need to be enrolled in school and or are having trouble in school, and our teachers, they can work with the schools to try to help them with any issues that come up with the school.
Such a fantastic organization. I've been talking to folks this morning about how this COVID-19 crisis is affecting their organizations, because I don't think there's a single organization or business in Michigan, let alone the country, that's not affected in some way. And so, Tim, how is it impacting what you do?
Well, it impacts us. Obviously, we're following closely the guidelines that from the state government. And it is something that our kids, normally could every day from 3 to 5, they could have their friends or other family members come to visit them. And now it's just strictly parents, legal guardians are able to visit them. Also, we're keeping a close eye, any kids who want to enter our program and their help upon entering our program to make sure that, they're fine and, if they need to get tested further, that would happen.
Right. The United Way, I always enjoy talking to people from the United Way about not just the fundraising aspect, but about the allocation aspect as well. They have a committee that looks very closely at each of the agencies that it supports. And there's a pretty rigorous process you have to go through to get those United Way dollars, isn't there?
Yes, it is. We have to apply every year, and then it goes before the Citizens Review Committee, who then decides for each agency, the funding allocations. And, we've been a member of United Way for, I'm guessing, 20 years now, and it's always, we worked really well with United Way, and we're always so grateful for all the help that United Way gives us.
It helps so many different organizations around our community, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. A lot of times people may not be aware when they're getting services that United Way is an organization that helps to fund, the services that they are receiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, keep up the good work, Tim. Sorry we couldn't meet in person this year, but we'll be sure and do it real soon. You take care, and thanks for your time this morning.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye now.